Schwester Werner, der Astor. The identification or the definition of Tfilas Avodah Shebalev occurs in different places in Chazal. One of them is here, the first source that you have in front of you. The Gemara in the beginning of Masechus Tainis quotes a Braisa, the Sanya, the Avos Hashem Elokechem Ulaovdo B'chol Levavchem. Ezohi avoda shehi balev. What avoda is it that is performed? Balev have omezot fila. So we're going to try to understand and define just what be'ezus Hashem li'nedu, just what the term avoda shebalev means. So Rabbeinu Yonah, in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, and commenting on the Mishnah about Al Gimel Dvarim Ha'olam Omed, Al Torah, Al Avodah Gmilas Chasadim, so Rabbeinu Yonah writes as follows: Al Avodah, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bocha B'Yisrael Mikol Ha'umas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of all the nations of the world that He created, so He selected Klal Yisrael. And Bechira for Rabbeinu Yonah reflects purposiveness, reflects teleology, reflects goal of the Briya. The Eretz Yisrael Mikol HaAratzos. Of the entire globe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Eretz Yisrael. U'bocha Yerushalayim Mikol Eretz Yisrael. And within Eretz Yisrael, there's a Bechir of Yerushalayim. U'bocha Yerushalayim Tzion. Kamo Shenema Kivocha Hashem B'Tzion Iva L'Moshe V'Lo. U'bocha Mikol So the choice place of the entire cosmos is the Beis HaMikdash, and that's on account of Avodah. B'shvil HaAvodah shekosuv b'rotzon shenema l'ritzono lifnei Hashem. Hine l'cha ki mipnei HaAvodah nivra kol ha'olam kula. So the purpose of the world, the goal that we're supposed to accomplish, what we're supposed to bring to fruition, is that there should be avoda. Oz b'chatoeinu chorev mikdash u'bot lo avoda, v'hatfila eilenu achshav b'mkom, k'mo she'omil chazal, u'lo'ovdo b'chol levavchem, ezohi avoda shavalev, havi'om ezo tfila. So our substitute, our equivalent for Avodas HaKorbanos, Avodas HaMikdash, is Tefillah. So Rabbeinu Yonah, among other Rishonim, is the source, I think, for the widespread understanding that when we describe, when we define Tefillah as Avodas HaBalev, so Avoda has the connotation of Avodas Korbanos, and Tefillah is the equivalent of Avodas Korbanos, which doesn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't happen with the Mizbeach, but rather it happens B'Livo Shel Adam. And that, I think, is, if we would have been asked what our immediate association is with Avodas Shebalev, it's that which Rabbeinu Yonah is here presenting. And that's one understanding in the Rishon. The next source you have in front of you is from the Ramban's Hasogas to Sefer Mitzvah. So Mitzvah's essay, hey, in the Ramban's counting of Taryag, is Mitzvah's Tefillah. The Ramban, of course, following of Sadigon, thinks that Tefillah is a Mitzvah d'oraisa. The Ramban critiques it. So if you take a look, the top line there in the right-hand column, it's indicated, Elevadei kol inyan ha-Tefillah eino chova klal. There is no obligation midaraisa to daven, aval hu mi midas chesed habori is baruch aleinu, sheshomea ve'oneh b'chol koreinu elav. It's an instance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite chesed that he's shomea tefillah, but it's not an obligation that we have to daven. What do you do with the pasuk? Ve'ikar hakosu v'lo'ovdo b'chol levavchem. Mitzvah's essay, Shetiya kol avodosenu lokel yis'ale b'chol levavenu. That our entire service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be b'chol levavenu. What does b'chol levavenu mean? Klomar, says the Ramban, Bekavona Ritsuya Shleima Lishmo Ubein Hir Hora. Lo Shenasa Hamitzvahs Beli Kavona O Al Hasafek Ula Yesh Bohem Toelis. So Ula Ovdo B'chol Avavchem, the Ramban says that the real meaning is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu wholeheartedly, with sincerity, with conviction, with emunah, not to question the importance, the validity of Torah and mitzvahs. Again, but ula avdo b'chol levavchem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu wholeheartedly, with sincerity, with conviction, with an underlying and motivating sense of emunah. Umasha Dorshu, I skipped a couple of lines, we're now at the line which has the dalid, the bold dalid in parentheses at the beginning of the line. Umasha Dorshu b'sifri lo avdo zatalmud dov achazot tfila asmachtahi. The Chazal don't intend that as the Pshuto Shel Mikra. They don't intend it as a Drasha Gemura, yielding a Din D'Oraisa. It's intended as an Asmachta. Oh, alternately, O Lomar, Shemichlal Ha'avoda, Shenilmod Olah, Shenilmod Taroso, V'Shenispal Olah, Be'ez HaTzoros. That part of the B'chol Levavchem, part of that sense of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with emunah, it also includes tefillah be'es tzara. If a person is genuinely oved Hashem b'chol levavo with conviction, with emunah, so then the natural reaction in an es tzara has to be to daven. Moshe Feinstein has a very beautiful tshuva in his Igros Moshe, where he says that he thinks that b'nei Noach are obligated in tefillah be'es tzara. Where do you find that? It doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. It doesn't say it anywhere in Chazal. So Moshe says, no, it's obvious. B'nai Noach are obligated to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheva mitzvahs B'nai Noach are all mitzvahs are empty. They're hollow. They're empty shells if they're not anchored in emunah. And Moshe says, anyone who's genuinely ma'amin in an es tzara, right, there are no atheists in foxholes. Anyone who's genuinely a ma'amin and an es tzara turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Ramban says. It could be either when Chazal said ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem zo tefillah, either they just intended that as an asmachta, and again, and the pshut el shemikra again is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu again with sincerity, with conviction, wholeheartedly, with emunah, or alternately, part of that serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with emunah is that in es tzara, that emunah should express itself, it should surface in the form of tefillah. So if we would ask, according to the Ramban, what the phrase avodah shebelev means in terms of the pshuto shel mikra, so for the Ramban, avodah isn't supposed to have the association with avodas beis hamikdash, with avodas korbanos. The association we should have with avodah is avodas Hashem, right, a much broader term, a much broader association, and the avodah shebelev again means with that conviction, with that sense of emunah. So those are so far two understandings, two approaches in the Rishonim. If you turn on to the next page. So maybe we'll read the Rambam's presentation in the first two halachas of Hilchos Tefillah. Mitzvos esei lehispal v'chol yom shenema va'avatim es Hashem Elokechem. Mipi ha-shmua, meaning the oral tradition, Torah Shebal Peh, mipi ha-shmua lamdu sha'avoda zo hi tefillah, that the avoda to which this pasuk refers is tefillah, shenema ul'ovdo v'chol levavchem, amu chachamim eizohi avoda shebalev, zo tefillah. Ve'ein minyan ha-tefillahs min ha-Torah, ve'ein mishnas ha-tefillah ha-zos min ha-Torah, neither the number of tefillahs daily nor the text of the tefillah is prescribed min ha-Torah, ve'ein le-tefillah zman kavua min ha-Torah, nor is there any set time for tefillah mida-oraisa, u'lefichach Noshim v'avodim, women who as a general rule are exempt from mitzvahs esei shehazman groma, from time-bound mitzvahs, chayavim b'tfilah. They're certainly obligated, at least in the d'oraisa of tefillah, the fisha he mitzvahs esei shehazman groma, because it's not linked to any specific time frame. Elachiyav mitzvah zo kachu, shehei odom mischanein u'mispalel b'chol yom, Magid shvocha shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'akach achar kach shoal tzvocha shehu tzorach lahem b'vakoshu v'tchina v'achar kach nosen shevach v'hodoyo l'Hashem al hatova shehishpia lo kol echad l'fi kocho. So if we ask for the Rambam what is the phrase avodah shebalev means, so he certainly, unlike the Ramban, takes it as a drasha gemura and says that the pshut al shemikra avodah shebalev does refer to tefillah. So he certainly doesn't have the Ramban's understanding of what Avodah Shebalev is. On the other hand, it isn't Rabbeinu Yonah's here either, because there's no allusion whatsoever to Avodah's Korbanos. Right? When the Ramban just presented and just defined what the D'oraisa of Tefillah is, there's no intimation whatsoever that it has anything to do with Avodas Korbanos. Only later in the parak, I'm not sure whether we'll get to it, but later in the parak, when the Rambam talks about the Derabbanan of Tefillah, and he talks about having set times for Tefillah, so then he introduces the connection between Tefillah and Korbanos. But at this stage, there's no hint of it whatsoever. So the question is, what does the phrase Avodah Shebalev mean for the Rambam? Now, This impression that we're gleaning, that the Rambam doesn't understand the phrase Avodah Shebalev as we conventionally, again, in the footsteps of Rabbeinu Yonah do, so that's really corroborated if you take a look in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, which is the next source you have in front of you. So Mitzvah Hey, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam writes as follows, He shatzivanu le'ovdo. This is repeated several times. It continues on this page in the smaller print. It's really something which is the goal of all of Torah. B'linad Mitzvah Hashem will come back to try to understand what that means. Hina yesh bo yichud. There is something that it specifies, in particular, shehu tzivui l'tefillah. It's a commandment, again, to daven. V'lashon sefri u'la'ovdo zo tefillah. V'amu gam ken u'la'ovdo zo talmud. That avodah shebalev denotes one of two things, or two things. It denotes tefillah, it also denotes talmud Torah, which l'chor is also a hint to file away in terms of trying to understand what the phrase Avodah Shebalev means for the Rambam. Whatever it means has to somehow or other plug in to Avodah Shebalev in the form of a tefillah, Avodah Shebalev in the form of Talmud Torah. U'b'mishnasa sheba b'lezer b'no sheba b'yayosi ha'glili amru minayin l'ike tefillah mitzvah. How do you know that tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa mehocha? Es Hashem elokecha tira v'oso savod. V'amru ivdu b'saraso v'ivdu b'mikdasha. So what does ivdu b'mikdasha mean? So if we would cut off the Rambam here, Ivdu b'mikdasha, it's obviously what it means. Ivdu b'mikdasha means avodas korbanos. It means that we do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So look at how the Rambam translates Ivdu b'mikdasha. Ritzono loma hichaven elav lihispalel sham. Now the larger print again. Hichaven elav lihispalel sham k'mosh biya shlomo olav shalom. The Rambam interprets the line in the Sefri that ivduhu b'mikdasho, that it doesn't refer to avodas korbanos. It refers to avodas tefillah. So what's tefillah got to do with the Beis HaMikdash? It refers to the din of nochach hamikdash. It refers to the fact that when we daven, we face the Beis HaMikdash. That's why if you look back here in the source right above it in Perek Aleph Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Gimel. So remember, the Rambam here is outlining the Da'oraisa of Tefillah, right? So he tells us that it's once a day. He told us about the tripartite structure of Tefillah, Shevach, Bakasha, Hodah. He's still talking on the level of Da'oraisa. He hasn't introduced any Darabonan element. The Rambam continues in Halacha Gimel. Imhoya Rogil, Marbe Betchina Ubakasha. If a person is fluent, so then he'll probably daven a longer tefillah. V'imhoya aral svasayim, if a person is, he stumbles in speech, he's not, it's not so easy for him to express himself. Medabe kefi yacholto, he speaks to the best of his ability. V'chol eshe yirtze, v'chein inyan ha-tefillos, kol echad kefi yacholto. Or maybe v'chein... And here's the line that we want to note for right now. So here, when the Rambam is again outlining the Da'oraisa of Tefillah for us, so the Rav quoted from Reb Chaim, that the Rambam mentions Nochach HaMikdash, the fact that we face the Beis HaMikdash in this context, that it sounds like that's part of the De'oraisa configuration of Tefillah. And that's how the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot actually understands Ivduhu B'Mikdasho means when you daven, Avodah doesn't mean Avodah's Korbanos. If Avodah had, in the phrase Avodah Shebalev, if Avodah had any connection to Avodas Korbanos, then Ivdu B'Mikdasho means bring the Korbanos and the Beis HaMikdash. For the Rambam, Ivdu B'Mikdasho means when you daven facing the Beis HaMikdash. So it's quite clear that the Rambam takes Avodas Shevalev Zot Tefillah as a Drasha Gemura, unlike the Ramban, so it does mean Tefillah on a Da'oraisa Dika level. On the other hand, it doesn't mean that Tefillah is the equivalent and therefore the substitute for Avodas Korbanos. Again, all of which leaves us with the question, so what does the term, this critical term which defines the essence of Tefillah, Avodas Shevalev, so what does it mean for the Rambam? So let's perhaps approach this as follows. Before trying to understand what Avodah means in this context, maybe let's try to pin down what the term lave means in this context. And here I apologize, I forgot to list a couple of sources. So so just a little bit of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam says that the word lave has multiple meanings, right? Its most basic meaning, of course, is heart. The organ in the body. Then the Rambam says, given the fact that we conceive of the heart as being more or less centrally located, so then very much as we use the term in English, we talk about the heart of the matter, we talk about what's central, right? The crux, what's central. So the Rambam says, hence the usage in Tanakh, ad lev ha-shamayim. Again, so lev can also denote something which is central. Then the Rambam says, sometimes you find the lev that it translates as rotzon. That the kasher im, when you find the phrase kasher im levavo, means what a person wills. So lev can denote rotzon, will. But then the Rambam says that lev also sometimes means machshava. That sometimes the term lev is used to mean machshava. The truth is that the Rambam already in the Yad has clearly indicated this to us. Again, I apologize that you don't have this in front of you, but the pasuk that we say so often in Kriya Shema, lo sasur acharei levavkan. So don't stray after, again, we always translate it as heart, right? Lo sasur acharei levavchem, don't stray after your heart. So what is that love, what does that love involve? So the Rambam says as follows. V'chol halav in ha'elu, this is in Perek Beis of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. V'chol halav in ha'elu, One of them, as he's going to quote later, is the pasuk of Lo Sasu Acharei Levavkan. B'chol Halavan Ha'elu Be'inyan Echad Hein. They're all focusing on the same point. And that is, V'hu Shelo Yifne Achar Avodah Zarah. A person shouldn't turn, and we'll see in a minute, turn not only in a physical sense, but we'll see mentally as well. A person shouldn't turn in the direction of Avodah Zarah. V'lo Avodah Zarah Bilvad, listen to this next line, Rav Yossi. V'lo Avodah Zarah Bilvad, and not only Avodah Zarah, Hu She'osra Lihi Panos Achareha Bim Machshava. Not only is Avodah Zarah something that is off limits in terms of a person's thoughts, that a person's thoughts shouldn't turn in the direction of Avodah Zarah, Ella, Kol Machshava, any thought, Shegoremes Lo La'odom La'akor Ikor Me'ikorei HaTorah, any thought which potentially, Rachmanu Litzlan, conflicts with basic emunas in the Torah, Musharin Anu Shelo La'ha'alosa Al Libeinu, right? So a Machshava, we're not allowed to La'ha'alos Al Libeinu. So it's quite clear that Lev in this context means Machshava, right? That Lo Sasu Acharei Levavchem, the Rambam says again, later he says, Pa'amim Yachshov B'yichud HaBorei, and Pa'amim Yachshov this, V'al Inyan Zeh Hizhira Torah V'nema Bo, V'lo Sasu Acharei Levavchem. So Lev, for the Rambam, sometimes means thought. Machshava. And clearly, he says it here as well, V'hu gam shem ha-machshava, u'min ha-inyan hazeh v'lo sasu acharei levavchem. So the pasuk basically in Kriya Shema, v'lo sasu acharei levavchem, is a pasuk which mandates intellectual discipline. That a person can't just allow his thoughts to wander unproductively in all kinds of directions. Lo sasu acharei, the same way lo sasu acharei einechem imposes a certain discipline on physical sight. So lo sasur acharei levavchem imposes an intellectual discipline that a person can't just let his thoughts wander. But in terms of our sugya at hand, so what we want to extrapolate is that lev, for the Rambam, sometimes is a word that denotes machshava, denotes thought. Okay, but what about in the pasuk of Avdo b'chol levavchem? Is that its meaning here? So if you take a look, now I think we're on page 3 of the booklet. You take a look beginning line 5. The noshev al inyan haperek. The Rambam says, I digressed. So let's get back to what the major topic of this chapter is. Vuhu. And what is the theme of this? Lahaz here, sheyosim ha'odam machshavto b'shem levado. That a person should attempt to train his mind as much as possible, that his mind should always be focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahazir, sheyosim ha'odam machshavto, a person should train his thoughts b'shem levado, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu exclusively, achar shehigia el yediyaso, after a person has a correct conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Rambam says in the next couple of lines, he says to have one's thoughts focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Rachmanu Litzlan, to have an incorrect conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no religious virtue in doing that. To say Baruch Hashem, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, Be'ezras Hashem, to be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then to have some Rachmanu Litzlan distorted conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam says, there's nothing religiously significant, worse than that, obviously, to that. And then the Rambam says, if you see now, where are we? Around 9 lines on the bottom of this excerpt. The line begins, Hashem Hu Elokim, and then there's a period. V'hinei bi'arah Torah. Do you see that, Rav Yossi? It's around 9, maybe a little bit more lines up. The line begins, Hashem Hu Elokim, and then there's a period. V'hinei bi'arah Torah. The Torah explains, ki zos ha'avoda ha'acharona. This ultimate avoda, right? Achrona in this sense, ultimate. Right, as in the end goal. Zos ha'avoda achrona, this ultimate form of avoda, asher he'ironu olah b'zeh parak, which we've been elucidating in this parak, lo tihiya ela acha ha'asaga. Again, this avoda of training one's thoughts constantly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is only meaningful, again, after the correct apprehension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does the Torah say that so clearly? Says the Rambam, Omar, La'avas Hashem Elokechem u'le'ovdo b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. Right, that's the pasuk which Chazal darshan for avod shebalev zo tefillah. So what does the Rambam say about it? Hinei be'anu po'amim rabos. Several times we've already explained ki ha ahava hi kefi ha hasaga, that avas Hashem is lefi hadeya tihi ha ahava, that avas Hashem is linked directly to yediyah, to knowledge, to understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's only acha ha ahava, only after a person has ahava, and if he has ahava, it means he has that requisite understanding, that requisite yediyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amru zo avoda shebalev. So avoda shebalev, again, builds on, avoda shebalev is made possible by having, again, correct yediyas Hashem. V'hi etzli, and here comes the Rambam's definition. Here the Rambam himself answers the question, what does avoda shebalev mean? Sheyosim ha'odam kol machshavto b'muskal harishon u'lehuzbodei ba kifi ha'yecholas. That a person, again, focuses his thoughts, he trains his thoughts on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the understanding that we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for the Rambam, the phrase avoda shebalev means, again, avoda in the sense of avodas Hashem, not in the sense of avodas kavanos. And Shabalev means accomplished through Machshava. And now what the Rambam tells us, Mitzvah Tefillah, according to the Rambam, now what emerges is something remarkable. The ultimate goal of Avodas Hashem, the Rambam tells us, is that a person, every waking moment, this is the ultimate goal to which every one of us should aspire, is that every waking moment, a person is mindful, a person is reflecting upon, a person is, no matter whatever he may be doing actively at that time, meditating upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only ones who fully attained this goal were the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's the goal, and that's the Avoda Achrona, that's the ultimate Avoda. Okay, so we're not holding by that. The beauty, the greatness of Mitzvah Tefillah is that Mitzvah Tefillah says that for every one of us, we're still looking, Masai Yagiru Masai L'Masai Avosai, we're aspiring that our actions should someday approximate and even reach that of the Avos, Masai Yagiru Masai L'Masai Avosai. But even before that's happened, so what Mitzvah Tefillah says is that the Bezeranpin, that we have a form of what that ultimate goal is. The ultimate goal is, again, the Avodah Shebalev, to be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. And what Mitzvah Tefillah says is, again, so that's a very tall order. It's something to work towards, to strive towards an entire life. But Mitzvah Tefillah says, you take a few minutes out, and you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shevach, Bakash, and Hoda'ah isn't the essence of the tefillah. It's once we're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how does that translate? How does it express itself? But if we want to know what the core of tefillah is, according to the Rambam, It's avoda, again, avoda in the sense of avodas Hashem, it's service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, belave with the machshava, with the thoughts, that our thoughts are focused and concentrated exclusively upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. The Shavach Bakoshen Hodoi is additional. That's what we do with our thoughts. That's how we focus our thoughts on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We focus our thoughts on HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying praise, by presenting our bakoshes, by saying hodah. But the core and the essence of mitzvah's tefillah, and what the term avodah shebelev denotes for the Rambam, again, is this focus, avodah which is accomplished, which is carried out, not in the heart, but lev here as denoting machshava, through thought, by focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's continue a little bit here. We'll read a little bit more here in the Rambam, beginning in Halacha Dalet. Beginning in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam sketches the background to how the Durabonons of Tefillah were introduced, how and why they were introduced. So the Rambam as follows: Kevin Shagoli Yisrael b'mei Nevuchadnetzar Harasha Nisarvu b'paros v'yavan ushor umos. When we were exiled, so then we became intermingled. We lived side by side with various nations of the world. V'noldu lahem bonim ba'artzos hagoyim, and the children were born under those circumstances. V'osan habonim nizbalbelu svasam. Their language became all mixed up. And people began, no one spoke purely anymore. Everyone's language was some kind of hybrid from several other languages. And therefore when a person would speak, since he didn't really have control over any particular language, he couldn't express himself fully, not even adequately, in any one language. But only, again, in a distorted or corrupted fashion. And as the Pasuk says, in Ezra Nehemiah, that they, again, they spoke a mishmash of languages. And with Nezah, skipping one line, Kshahoya Echad Mehen Mispala, when someone would daven, Tiktsa Lashono, Lisho Chafotzov, O Lahagid Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beloshon HaKodesh, Ad Shia Arvoyma Lashon HaSacheros. Again, they spoke a smattering of different languages and couldn't properly express themselves in Lashon HaKodesh, or seemingly in any other language either. Kevin Shira Ezra Bezdino Kach, when Ezra and his Bezdin observed this development, Omdu v'tiknu lahem shmona esrei brachos ala seder. So since people could no longer be relied upon to express themselves adequately, so that's when Chazal introduced the set text for tefillah. Fine. And then the Rambam says what each of the three parts of the tefillah are devoted to. Let's continue halacha hei. V'chein tiknu, and similarly, Ezra Beis Dino also instituted sheyehei minyan hatfilos k'minyan hakorbanos. They instituted that the number of daily prescribed tefillos should correspond to the tmidim. Shtei tefillos b'chol yom k'neged shnei tmidim. When there was an additional offering in the Beis HaMikdash, tiknu bel tefillah shlishus k'neged korban musaf. V'chein halacha vav, hiskinu sheyehe odem mispal tefillah achas ba'layla, sharei evorei tomet shel ben arbaim misaklin v'hochin kol ha'layla. They introduced tefillahs arvis corresponding to the limbs of the afternoon tamid, which used to burn on the mizbeach at night. Fine. So what's interesting here is the following. What was the impetus for Takanas Chazal, the Rambam says? The impetus was the linguistic inadequacy, right? That they couldn't express themselves. Fine. So if that's the problem, fix the problem. Introduce a set text for Tefillah, and now tell people whenever you want to daven, so open your siddur to page 54, and you'll be able to daven. So why is it, if the impetus for the takana of Ezra Beis Dino, again, is just the lack of facility in Lashon HaKodesh or other languages, so why did they also have to introduce number of tefillos and zmanei tefillah? You hear the question, Abbasai? It's so glaring here in the Rambam. Again, the background that the Rambam's sketching, the impetus that the Rambam provides is only an impetus that would seem to require a set text for tefillah. Because the impetus is, again, their inability to express themselves. Fine, if that's the problem, so fix the problem. Fix the problem and have a set text for Shemoneh Esrei. But the Rambam says, no. Once they did that, so then they also introduced the minyan atfilos, they also introduced zmanei atfilos, and then the Rambam, for the first time in Halachos Tes and Yud, tells us about the connection between tefillah and korbanos. So what's going on here? So let's take a look here on the bottom of this page. One more source here. Here we don't have time to do this justice in its own right. It's a famous or infamous, depending upon how well it's understood or not understood, view of the Rambam, where the Rambam says that the only reason, the Torah has mitzvahs to bring korbanos is because it was at the time of Matan Torah a practice of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and it would have been too radical a shift to expect Klal Yisrael to abandon these forms of Avodah that they were accustomed to. So because of that, the Torah just redirected it to Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it seems to say. Obviously, it's not as simple as that, but that's sort of the context of what's going on here in this parak. And the Rambam writes here, if you take a look in the top line of the bottom passage here, the fisha I efsha lotzeis min hakotza el hakotza hanegdi bevas achas. A person can't jump from one extreme to the opposite extreme in one shot. It doesn't happen. Lefichach lo yitachin kifi teva ha'odam sheyazov kol ma shohurgal lo bevas achas. A person can't abandon everything to which he's grown the custom right away. And therefore, kasher sholach Hashem es Moshe Rabbeinu la'asoseinu mamleches kohanim v'goy kodosh, when Moshe Rabbeinu was sent as a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emissary to make us the Am HaNivchar, so hoya hanohag ha'mefursom, skipping to the next paragraph, ba'olam kulo harogel oz v'havoda ha'klolos asher gidalnu aleha, gadalnu aleha, hoysa hakrav is mini bale chayim. They used to have avodas korbanos. Line 3. Lefichach lo chiyav achachmasa yis'ale she yitzave osanu ba'azivas kol mine ha'avodas halalu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his chachma didn't command us to, again, just go cold turkey and abandon these forms of worship. Human nature wasn't capable of it. So because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the next paragraph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just redirected it, and that's why you always have the emphasis by korbanos of v'osu li mikdosh mizbeach adom tasa li et v'chihanu li, etc. But now, in this context, look at the moshal the Rambam gives. The moshal, again, of how you can't just uproot a person from what he's used to. So in the second paragraph, I'm going to give a moshel, my chavrusa pointed this out to me, you'll take a look and say, Kumo ilu, you see that in line 4 of the second paragraph of Bosai, towards the end of the line? Look at this. Kumo ilu ba novi bizmanim halalu. Ram says, imagine if a novi would come today. The korela, this is the Rambam's mashal of what it would have meant to abandon avodas korbanos once upon a time. The mashal to that is, imagine that ilu bon navi bismanim halalu. Imagine a navi would come in these days, the korela avodas Hashem, and he would issue a clarion call for avodas Hashem. And what would he say? Hine Hashem tziva eschem lo tespalalu lo. V'lo tatsumu, v'lo teshavu l'fonu v'eis tzara, elatiya avodaschem machshava b'li ma'aseh klal. So what do you see from that moshel, I will say? What you see from that moshel is, again, the ultimate avoda is, again, the essence of a person is a person's seichel. The essence of a person, what defines a person, what distinguishes a person, what is his tzelem alukim for the Rambam, is the person's seichel. So the highest form of avoda is really pure machshava, is to be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that one's thoughts are always focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one's always reflecting upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one's always meditating upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, it's not... It's something which is an existential state of being, that one's thoughts are always, always focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the ultimate avoda. The more that becomes concretized, the further away we're going from the ultimate avoda. You hear that, Ravosa? The more that becomes concretized, or the more that becomes standardized, so the truth is, the further away we're moving from the ultimate avoda. So the pshat in Hilchas Tefillah, absolutely remarkable. The pshat in Hilchas Tefillah in the Rambam is as follows. The problem, again, was a linguistic problem. People couldn't adequately express themselves. Ezra Ubeistino, parenthetically, one sees just how important and how much... How much Chazal stressed the importance of purity, of expression. People couldn't express themselves properly. They couldn't express themselves purely in any one language. So because of that, tefillah had to be standardized. But that represents a yerida, right? Because the ultimate of tefillah is, again, is one's machshavos. The more that becomes concretized, the more that becomes standardized, so it actually represents we're a little bit further away from the highest and ultimate form of avoda. At that point, so we're not invited to daven any time we want. At that point, Chazal have to tell us, daven now and daven now. And if you want to daven extra, tefillas nedava, so you have to have a chiddush dava. You have to add something to the tefillah. So for the Rambam, again, what Avodah Shabalev means is that one's thoughts are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the beauty and the greatness of Mitzvah Tefillah is that even before a person attains that ultimate Avodah of 24-7, every waking moment being focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Torah says every one of us, Vasher Husham, can do it for at least a few moments every day. For a few moments every day, block out everything else. Block out everything else. Ezohi avodah shebalev havi omer zot tefillah. It means block out everything else. All other thoughts. Lev means machshava. And be focused purely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so lemaisa, what should I think about? Good. Think about shavach. Think about bakosha. Think about hodah. That's the how. But the essence, again, is to be focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Avodah Shebalev means, that a person's thoughts are focused, are trained upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a taste of what hopefully, ultimately, we move towards and we strive towards throughout our lifetime. And the beauty and the greatness and the uniqueness of Mitzvah Tefillah is that even before a person attains the La'avas Hashem Elokecha Mula'ovdo B'chol Levavchem, that's perennial, that's constant, that's 24/7. A person is given the mitzvah, given the opportunity, given the challenge, and told that he has the ability for a few moments, again, block out everything else and just be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, one's thoughts focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, since we need it, so we do concretize it with Dibur. We are supposed to articulate the thoughts, but the essence and the crux is that machshava, focusing ourselves on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, it's not some kind of abstract speculation. It's a state of being. It's a state of being that a person is, again, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, focused upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu.